Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tell me how good it was to see Jeff McNeil get 3 hits. I know he's been frustrated the last month and a half. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, really good. He needed that. I think for him, after going through, you know, a pretty tough stretch here, you know. But I've been saying that I like the at-bats as of late, you know. And today, finally, getting results with that, you know, obviously the 3-run homer there, huge. Credit to him, because he's fighting, you know, and to go out there today and having that night like that, he needed that. So good to see it.
Could you talk about how frustrated he has been? I'm sure you've had talks with him. What's been the problem the last month and a half?
The game's hard, you know, and even the best players will go through tough stretches. And, you know, this is a pretty good hitter that it hasn't been easy for him, you know, in the get-go here. But like I said, he's continue to grind, continue to work, and now finally getting results. That's good to see, though.
Anthony?
Carlos, you've been telling us for a while that they're good vibes and that this team really seems together, but have you ever seen anything like the entire team going out for one of the players?
No, I think it's a special occasion now that you got a player, an active player, that is also releasing a song, you know, that is becoming, you know, very popular, you know. So, firework night, you know, and we ended up winning the game. So, I think it worked out perfect. You know, I don't think you would have won that game. you would have seen something like that. I think it was just, you know, perfect timing. Obviously, they're having a good time. They're having fun, but at the same time, knowing that they had a job to do, you know, and that's the mindset. You know, we'll come here, we'll prepare, we push each other, we hold people accountable, and at the end of the day, we're gonna go out there, compete, and have fun. And that's what they're doing. And you know, a special day. So yeah.
Ryan.
Two for you. First, the bullpen, 5 scoreless innings, and obviously without having like the likes of Drew Smith or Edwin Diaz there, and those guys picked them up.
Yeah, we've been saying it that guys are going to have to step up, and they did that today, you know. Especially on a night where it was a battle for Quintana. You know, he wasn't at his best. He had a hard time commanding his pitches and, you know, locating the changeup and the breaking ball, and they made him work. And then Arovino getting out of that 5th inning, and then Nunez, 2 huge innings, keeping us in the game, and then Digman and Rick Garrett. So, again, you know, we will continue to give the ball to all of them. We continue to mix and match as we go through this stretch where we're playing a man short and dealing with some injuries. And, you know, but I like what I'm seeing out of these guys.
And then big picture, that was the second hottest team in baseball. They had the second best record in June. They had a 7-game winning streak. And that was just one game. But what does that tell you about your guys? You guys are hot. They were hot. And you guys beat them up.
Yeah, it's a game, you know. That's a good team. You know, it's not a secret. I'm pretty familiar with that team the past few years. We're just playing good baseball right now. The approach is one day at a time, one pitch at a time, one series at a time. You know, I'm going to continue to say that. Knowing that we still got ways to go, but I like our approaches, the way we're going about our business.
Jerry?
So I want to apologize, but I understand clearly. So if you guys had not won, would you have not performed?
Probably not.
Okay, I understand.
Manny?
I know one player doesn't make the team, but it's clear that the team has a different energy when Francisco Alvarez is out on the field. The record is insane with him out there. Can you quantify what it is that he brings to the team?
He brings a lot, man. There's a lot of energy. There's leadership. There's passion. It's just the joy that he plays the game with. He's very intense. But he's very talented, you know. And now we're seeing a guy that is more mature, got a lot of, more experience now. And he's capable of, taking charge and, of a pitching staff or, and it's pretty impressive for a 22-year-old. Going back to your question, I think it was more Iglesias. I don't think he would want to go out there if we would have lost. So I don't think it was something that was like, oh, we went on. I think it's Iglesias. So.
How quick did that come together? Do you know?
That I don't know.
Yeah, you're okay.
We have fireworks, so I think we just set up for him.
Andrew?
What did you kind of see as the key to wearing down Polanco on the other side? Obviously, he's been pitching really well over the last month. So
yeah, look, I thought he was really good. You know, he went secondary pitches heavy. You know, the way he used the slider and the changeup, we couldn't do much. But I thought guys, were able to make some adjustment, get him up in the zone because he was painting. You know, the slider and then the right on right changeup was pretty tough. Obviously, P got one. Taylor, obviously, I think it was a fastball. But then finally, Jeff, putting together a really good at-bat for that big hit for the 3-run homer. But Blanco, like you said, he's been throwing the ball really well. He's a tough matchup. And I thought we did a good job today competing and battling against him.
You guys have taken care of some really strong pitchers. Can you talk about just what the approach is going in against some of these tough guys?
Yeah, it's the big leagues. You're going to be facing the best of the best day in and day out. And we got really good hitters here that are clicking, that are game planning really well, and they're going out there executing and trusting the plan, but at the same time making adjustments. We had to make adjustments today because of what Blanco was doing to us. And that tells you all you need to know about, our offense.
Manny.
I meant to ask before, you have been saying for a while now that Jeff McNeil, that you've been liking what you're seeing out of Jeff McNeil. Was there an adjustment made over the last week or so that he's been doing differently or anything that's resulted?
I mean, it's hard for me to pinpoint one specific. As a big league player, you got to make adjustments, whether you're going well, whether it's a struggle. And he's been trying everything, And finally, I would say, over the last 4 or 5 games, there's better swings, there are better takes. He's hitting a lot of line drives using the whole field. And obviously today, that pull homer on a line. Good hitter. They make adjustments. And now good to see him getting results.
Rich?
Your lineup continues to score runs. And when you look at the box score, you see Nimmo and Lindor on base consistently, constantly, multiple times in games. How tough do you think that makes on your opposing team you're opposing to face all your big RBI bats, knowing there's always going to be traffic on the base?
Yeah, pretty tough. And that's why they're at the top of the lineup, because their ability to not only get on base, but driving the ball, put together some quality at bats. I thought our at bats this the first inning, the way we control the strike zone, we ended up walking. So those two, but then the guys behind them, they're doing a really good job controlling the strike zone. I thought Alvarez had a really good night, laying off some tough pitches, Taylor. So overall, 1-9, so that makes it for you got to go through some good hitters. And the two at the top, when they're clicking, we're seeing it before. So.
Adesina.
You mentioned Quintana struggling with his command in the first inning. It could have gotten a lot worse in that first inning to load the bases. Did his outing, he really didn't go five, kind of epitomize the grind that your team has gone through in this like stretch, the way Quintana pitched and got through what he had to get through before?
Yeah, I mean, look, he gave us everything he had today, you know, and he could have got him out of hand in that first inning. And he continued to make pitches. He continued to compete and continued to execute. You know, it wasn't easy, you know, like he didn't have a feel for it today. And but he went out there for the fifth, you know, 90 some pitches. And look, you know, bullpen picked him up today. The past two outings from Quintana have been huge, you know. So he's one of those where, you know, as a big leaguer, they want to make it work. That's a good, pretty good offense there. They was pretty hot. And, you know, he was good overall for guys to pick Quintana up today.
All right. Oh, one more. Andrew, I'm sorry.
Is everything okay with Lindor?
Yeah, he just rolled his ankle there when he got to second base. He's fine. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.